You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.
Welcome to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. Good morning. I'm kind of in the middle of a giggle fit. I have to be completely honest. I crack myself up. I totally crack myself up. So what, if you follow me on social media anywhere, Twitter or Facebook specifically, you know that yesterday, after I finished the show, I discovered that on my cheek was a little grape jelly. I can't even say it this straight way. With a little grape jelly. I am addicted to peanut butter and jelly. Like, addicted. So just about every morning, I have not a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, because that would not be enough peanut butter and jelly for me. No, I have two pieces of toast open-faced, so I get some extra peanut butter. And of course, apparently, according to my face, a little extra jelly. So I, you know, after the show, I went to the ladies' room, and there discovered a little bit of jelly on my cheek. So I just thought it'd be funny just to post it on Facebook and just said, you know, it's a good thing I'm on radio and not on television, because apparently I just did my entire show with jelly on my, grape jelly on my cheek. You know, you just never know what are going to tickle people's fancy. And this went crazy. Like 100 people liked it and made comments, and it went on and on. It was even including Paul Thigpen, who is one of my favorite all-time authors. You might remember him from the show. He's been my guest twice. And one of my favorite is his Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. So he's like this very academic guy. You think he's going to be just always so serious, but he commented on it. It was very funny. So this morning I was thinking, oh, I have to do something, because this is just how my brain works. Like, I can't just let this sleeping jelly-faced dog lie. I need to do something with it because it's too funny. So I just did a quick image search, and I found the perfect picture. It's this little girl in a high chair. And she's got obviously a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in front of her. And she's looking at the camera with just the perfect expression, covered in peanut butter and jelly. So Allison decided it would be kind of funny if I put it on again on Facebook and on Twitter. You can find me at reconciledtoyou.com on both. In fact, this one's on my private Allison Gingras Facebook, but it's not private. If you want to be my friend on Facebook, send me a request. I will accept it. I think it's social media. It's supposed to be social. So there's no private life for Allison on social media. That kind of, to me, kind of undoes the name. Undoes the name. No, it undoes it. Anyway, so there's this perfect image of this little girl staring at the camera. Excuse me. And Allison puts up the caption, a little selfie before I go live. And every time I look at the picture, it makes me laugh. And obviously I've done too much laughing, because now I have that, you know, voice from laughing, which goes with my face for radio. I love that line. That was Mother Angelica's. She had a face for radio, but the Lord put her on television. And actually, I have been on Catholic TV. I did Catholic TV here in Boston. I did a Blink series on how to use technology, social media, actually, most specifically, social media for evangelization. So if you ever want to check that out, go to CatholicTV.com or go to YouTube, put in Catholic TV Blink, B-L-I-N-K, like Blink. They're tiny little segments. They're about 3-minute segments, and they are come and go in a blink. And then my name, Allison Gingras, and you will find them. The funny thing is that there was no grape jelly on my face that day. My face was perfectly clean. Someone said, when you're on TV, you have a makeup lady. Let me tell you, when you're on local television, though Catholic TV is not local, it's national, but it's not a big time operation. I was my makeup lady. However, I really could have used a little help in the wardrobe section, because I had a serious muffin top. I didn't start off with one. I wore jeans. I always wear jeans. I think for many years, because of being overweight, I just felt more comfortable in jeans. I don't know why. So I've just always been a jeans person. So even on national television, I had on jeans. And for the first few takes, they seemed perfectly fine. And then somewhere through the day, because you do this for a while, they slipped down below my stomach. And there on television is my muffin top. Yeah, it's wonderful. And they run this as a commercial because apparently, when you pray for humility, sometimes you get it in the most unexpected ways. And mine came in a muffin top on television. Now you're definitely going to run to YouTube and find Catholic TV Blink series Allison Gingras and check out the muffin top. My spiritual director told me I needed some serious help after he watched those. And I needed a new hairdo. I needed new glasses. And apparently, I needed a new wardrobe. And the funny part of that is that was probably the least I had weighed in a very long time. I found it hysterical. At first, I was humiliated. And then I realized, no, I got exactly what I prayed for. It's the message that was important, not what I looked like. But again, maybe why I ended up on radio. Face for radio, a little grape jelly. Today, I am very clean. I know I don't have jelly on my face because I haven't had breakfast yet. Just wait till I finish the show and then there will be jelly. There will be jelly. You know what I did also yesterday that was really important to me? I went to confession. I struggle with the things that I should do, the things that I shouldn't do, the very people that God puts in my life to sanctify me are quite honestly the ones who are going to send me to hell. That's a little stringent, I know, but I just feel like for instance, my daughter, Faith, I adopted her from China. She's, how old is she? 10. She gets mad at me. I keep calling her 11. No, mommy, I'm only 10. She's 10 years old. She's profoundly deaf. She's delayed because she didn't get any language until she was 4 years old, almost 4 years old. It's been a long road. And there's just some days where she is just a pain in my behind. I love her to pieces. I try to be patient. I try to remember she's got challenges. She's been through so much. But you know what the best advice I ever got when I adopted her was? Don't treat her like she's special. Treat her like she's your child. And the poor thing, I live up to that probably more often than she wants me to. So I get very impatient with her. And I have, again, a strained relationship with my mother, that whole honor your mother and father. I want to honor them. I want to spend more time with her, but it's difficult. So there's times that I will talk to her, but then, of course, 2 minutes later, I'm talking about her. And that's not okay. She's really a lovely person. And I really need to get over myself. Like, she did the best that she could. The past is over. She's, you know, I'm not a child anymore. I don't know all the things that were going on. I mean, I'm the age now that she was when I got married. And I'm still a hot mess. So I'm asking her to have been like completely figured out and spiritually on board and like her whole life figured out somewhere in her 20s and 30s. And good gracious, that's not going to happen. If I'm not any less of a hot mess here with grape jelly on my face at 48, how can I expect this from her? Anyway, so this is where I go to get healed. I go to reconciliation. I absolutely love the sacrament. I didn't petrified of it most of my life. I still have moments where I'm usually breaking into a cold sweat as I get ready to go in there. But I always leave inspired and encouraged. That's the word. Encouraged, hopeful, healed, at least even a tiny bit. Yesterday, my daughter Faith and I went to confession at the Holy Cross Family Ministries. They have the Father Payton Center here in southeastern Massachusetts. I am so grateful to be only 20 minutes from the Father Payton Center and the headquarters, really, of Holy Cross Family Ministries. And there are, you'll find the CSCs, the Holy Cross Fathers, Holy Cross Congregation. and they're rock stars. They're the best confessors. And there's definitely parish priests who are really good, and I've been very blessed to find those as well. But these guys, I have yet to have a bad confession when I go. And why? What I mean by a bad confession is, like shoes, yes, I'm going there. Like shoes, not every pair is going to be the perfect fit for you. They're not going to be your size. They may not be your style. Some of them might hurt. They might be uncomfortable. You might just not like the way they look on you. Not all shoes are perfect for you. This is the way I look at confessors. Not all confessors are perfect for you. You need to find the one that fits you best. And I think that the Holy Cross Fathers, the CSCs, fit me really, really well. And this guy was a total rock star. And I always get these crazy penances. I don't mean like I have to go stand on my head or hold a sign in the street, but they just are unusual. You know, people used to say I get like an Our Father, a Hail Mary. No, I got Our Father, and then to go and read this passage from Scripture, Isaiah 43:18-19. Remember not the events of the past, the things of long ago consider not. See, I am doing something new. Now it springs forth. Do not perceive it. Do you not perceive it? In the wilderness, I make a way. In the wasteland, rivers. That spoke to what was going on in my heart in so many different ways. There's no possible way this priest knew everything. It was the first time we ever met. I am convinced beyond all doubt that when we go to the Sacrament of Reconciliation, we are truly meeting Christ there in persona Christi, in the place of the priest is Christ. He speaks to us. He heals us. He forgives us. Oh my gosh, it's just the best thing. We get back. We're going to look at today's book, Talking to God. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. Perhaps I have a little jelly stuck in my system. Not my system. The technology system. That's 2 days in a row we've been foiled again. We'll have to work on that. Not sure what's going on, but I have discovered quite quickly that when the evil one can't get into your heart, into your head, or into your home, he hits your technology, and he hits it hard. So we're going to put more holy water on the situation, talking about sacramentals when we were so rudely interrupted. So a sacramental, again, is something that just connects us to God, reminds us of his promise in the sacraments, just to fill our lives with grace. It's His Holy Spirit living within us. And I was saying that it has been a banner week for me for sacramentals. I had one friend who walked the Camino, the Way of St. James in Spain and Portugal, and she stopped off in Fatima, and she brought me back this little beautiful little container with the Fatima image on the front of it, which is Our Lady, the statue of Our Lady with the three, well, not the statue, the image of Our Lady with the three peasants from Fatima, Jacinta, Lucia, and Francisco. Oh my goodness, I'm Portuguese. I'm going to have to hand in my Portuguese card if I don't remember the little peasant kids from Portugal. That's just not okay. You can't do that. Anyway, it's on the front is that image in like in a metal And then inside is a little handheld rosary, finger rosary. It's small. It's beautiful. So special. Just that she would think of me while she was on her pilgrimage and to bring that back. And then my husband and I were doing the 33 Days to Morning Glory, the retreat that leads up to the consecration to Jesus through Mary. And one of the young women in the group, Jen, brought me in a medal. She had just been to Medjugorje. I know this is not an approved apparition of the Vatican, but there's truly some good stuff happening over there. And anything that has a connection to our Blessed Mother that reminds me of how she is truly, as I get prepared to entrust myself to her even more, truly there to lead me to her Son, to help me to grow in my holiness and in my sanctification, to help me to become a saint as I was created to be, I'm a happy girl. So this beautiful little medal that is blessed in her time in Medjugorje during one of the apparitions that they have with, I forget his name, Ivan. I don't forget his name, I guess. She was there in his home, and our Blessed Mother appeared to him, as he does, I think, daily. She comes daily to him, and she brought this medal home. It looks like she had many of them, and she shared one with me and one with my husband. So that is just so sweet. I love those gifts. Like, those just blow my mind. Like, they just knock my socks off when people do stuff like that. So sacramentals are a beautiful thing, and apparently Julie Dorch Craigon has a book that I need to get, Amazing Graces, The Blessings of Sacramentals. And her book that we've been attempting to talk about this week is Talking to God, Prayers for Catholic Women. And Julie will be here tomorrow. We're going to pray right now in Jesus' name that the connection stays strong and that we can stay connected with Julie and hear everything she has to say about this beautiful book, what brought her to write it, the different prayers. We share those together and with you. The other thing I wanted to mention is I have not picked the winner of Sister Maria Grace's Gospel Time Trekkers, the entire 6-volume series Pauline Books and Media has so generously made available to us. And because I was so busy yesterday, as soon as the show finished, Faithy and I were kind of off and running. We were bringing wallets to brothers at work who didn't have them and were hungry. We were going off to the dentist. She's so funny. She's so good at the dentist. I don't know anybody who is enthusiastic about visiting the dentist. My day was made, however, at the dentist. Not only was I not going in the chair, but the receptionist asked me what I was doing because she could tell I was losing weight. Yep, I love that compliment. At some point, you kind of hope you don't get it anymore because it means you haven't gained weight. But it certainly did make my day. And then we went to confession. She also went to confession. I had to interpret it for her. I know it's really funny. As the priest was being so kind, and Faithy was getting very nervous. She does not like to admit when she's done something wrong. She gets very embarrassed. She gets very scared. I'm sure it comes from, you know, something that happened in those first 4 years before we were blessed to take her home with us. And you could tell she was getting very upset and scared. And the priest was so sweet. He's like, "This is just between you and Jesus." And I could tell by the look on her face, she was like, "You and Jesus and the priest and my mom," because I had to interpret for her. Next time I'll bring her to Sean, Father Sean Carey, who is a Boston priest of the Archdiocese of Boston, and he's also deaf like she is, and then they can just have a private moment. She deserves that. But I just happened to be bringing her with me, and it seemed crazy not to let her participate in the sacrament and have that grace, because who doesn't need more grace in their life? Anyway, I haven't picked the winner. We had a crazy day, then we had piano lessons, and then I was taxiing son and girlfriend hither and yon. And so if you would like a chance at Sister Maria Grace's Gospel Time Trekkers, Pauline Books and Media, the only way to win is to send me a message and ask me to be part of the drawing. I'm giving this special a prize to thank those who listen live or who catch this and the podcast later in the day. You can go over to breadboxmedia.podbean.com if you've missed any of these shows. We are live every day, except for Tuesday. But sometimes Tuesday we're live, but Tuesday I go visit the elderly and bring them communion because St. Anne makes me. But it's a good thing. What a blessing. Spiritual work, the corporal and spiritual works of mercy all rolled into one, visiting the imprisoned, the housebound, the sick, the afflicted, praying with them, just bringing them Jesus. What more could you ask for? So if you miss them anytime, breadboxmedia.podbean.com. But today you can get a chance at this by sending me a message and saying, hey, I want in. You can go to Seeking Heart with Allison on Facebook, Allison Gingras on Facebook, and send me a message there or leave me a message. Any way you want to get me, I will enter you in. So this book, Talking to God, Prayers for Catholic Women, is this small book, as I mentioned yesterday. It's short. It's like tiny, would fit in your pocketbook. It would fit in your glove compartment. It fit in your desk at work. And it includes a great many prayers that just really do fit the extraordinary and the ordinary moments of our everyday throughout the day. Prayers to grow in faith, prayers to grow in virtue. I always think of Ginny Lito when I think of virtue. You know, virginialito.com for more information on the virtues. She's got a great website on them over there. Prayers to grow in love, prayers for bodily needs. I need this for my hands. I don't know if I've mentioned yet, but I don't know if it's stress, if it's the heat, if it's menopause. I don't know what it is, but I have this kind of eczema thing happening all over my hands. Like last year, I had some difficulties with my health. This year, it's my hands. The worst part is it's starting to heal, but the worst part is they're just so itchy, just so itchy. But my friend Kathy brought me some essential oil, some rosemary. That seems to be working. I don't do good with itch, but I'm trying to offer it up. Like my grandma used to say, offer it up. And Susan Tassone, who was here, known as the purgatory lady. And you know, one of the greatest things we can do is pray for the souls in purgatory, pray for the holy souls. I'm trying to offer up my itchy hands, so prayers for bodily needs. Hey, let's turn to those, actually. Let's see if there's something here that we can pray right now together for our bodily needs. Let's see what's in here. Women must take the time to care for themselves, Julie Cragon writes, so they can care for others. Good advice. We tend to be so busy taking care of others that we forget our own physical needs. We know that we need nourishment and rest to keep our strength so we can take care of our family and friends. We often just push ourselves too hard. We must take time and responsibility for our own bodily needs. And here's the prayer. Lord, I have a natural desire to take care of others. I know that I need strength to help those around me. I know I must get the proper amount of rest and exercise. I must try to eat the proper foods. Help me to persevere in my own bodily needs so that I can properly care for the needs of others. Keep me from overextending myself, especially in the name of pride. I humbly pray for good health so that I may do your will, Lord, and continue to serve. Amen. We have prayers to give me strength when I am sick. And this one's from Padre Pio, who's one of my favorites in all the world. Lord, when I help someone who is ill, let me never forget that love is the most important medicine. And when I am ill, Lord, please send me medical men and women who are not only wise and skilled, but filled with love. Amen. Ooh, prayer for moderation in eating. Gonna dog ear that one. Prayer for temperance. Prayer for quitting smoking. Prayer for middle age. Oh, she's funny. Another one, dog eared. Sorry about doing that in your ear. Prayer of thanksgiving as I grow older. Prayer of an empty womb. Oh, that's for prayers for special needs, but that seems to be an important one for this day and age. So many people struggling with infertility. We come back, we're going to look at more prayers for talking to God, prayers for Catholic women, this new book from Julie Dortch. I hope I'm saying that right, because it looks like Torch. So I'm going with Dorch, Cragon, Servant Books, Franciscan Media, grateful that our connection stayed nice and strong. And I hope our last segment, we have the same. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Dringeris here on Breadbox Media. Please stay tuned.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app. Change the world.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Dringeris here on Breadbox Media. If you are free Saturday, August 13th, and you are in the East Taunton, Massachusetts area, I want to invite you to a free retreat I am offering on the peace, on seeking the peace of forgiveness. It will be from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. We're praying for some priests, if you can throw that into your prayer request this day, for reconciliation. We have one. I sent out a message to 10 of them who are local and nearby, and each one of them is busy or otherwise occupied. So we are praying that the Lord will provide in that. If not, he has another plan, and we will trust in that. I have decided after prayer yesterday, doing my rosary yesterday, my rosary walk, that we're going to be talking about forgiving ourselves and about forgiveness in families, healing the rifts that happen in families. I like to kind of mix it up when I do them because I love for other people who have come before to come again. I'm excited to be offering this for free because I realize that this great realization as I prayed about the retreat that when I don't charge, it opens this up to everyone to come. I'm not being selective or deciding who can and cannot come if you can or cannot afford it. There's this real leap of faith and trust in God to provide for the hall, provide for the food, and provide for my time. You know, he says the laborer deserves his wages, and we'll take a good or free will, I don't know what you call it, goodwill offering, free will offering, whatever. We'll ask if somebody can give, awesome. If they can't, I'm so glad they're there. Because last year I did the same retreat. I charged, I had 10 women, and I still didn't make any money. And it was one of those really big aha moments of like purity of intention. Like, why are you doing this? What is your reason for bringing this retreat to people, to women specifically? Though eventually I would like to bring it to men and women. And I thought, Lord, I think that I haven't really thought about my purpose. It really isn't a career or a, money maker. It's about bringing your forgiveness, your message of forgiveness, of healing, of hope. And I'm so grateful. I have about 40 women coming. It's so amazing. And I hope that you can join us. If you're hearing this now, you're going to be anywhere near the East Taunton, Massachusetts area, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., August 13th. Hope you can join us. We're looking at Talking to God, Prayers for Catholic Women, Julie Cragon. She is going to be joining me tomorrow live, 10 a.m. right here on A Seeking Heart. This book is out from Servant Books. And we were looking at prayers for your bodily needs. We found a couple that Allison will be dog earing, bookmarking for, you know, middle aged and all that good stuff. Then I, without realizing, switched to the next page, and I never think anything isn't a godsend. So here's a prayer in here for an empty womb. So if this is the prayer that you're having in your heart right now, I want to pray it with you. If you're somebody who's struggling with infertility or second infertility, I just don't understand what God is doing or why he's left you without answering this prayer. Your heart is just so filled to be a mother or a father, and it's just not happening. That I want to pray this with you, and I want to ask the Lord to give you the comfort you need to, you know, hopefully, prayerfully, I ask that the Lord, you know, bring a child into your life as an adoptive mom, as a biological and an adoptive mom, I can tell you that, yes, there was a beauty to being able to carry a child. And I'm grateful that the Lord allowed that. But there was also a great, incredible blessing to being an adoptive mom. There were different blessings that could never have come from being a biological mother. And I just want to open your heart to that, to open up your womb, if God so wills, but open up your heart in however God brings you a child. And even if it's just a spiritual motherhood, to see the blessing in that as well, and that your heart will be healed. And to know that I am always praying with you. If you need any specific prayer or you want to just talk with me, I'm always available, always. You can go to a Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras on Facebook, or Reconcile to You. There's a prayer link there. Let's pray this together for all of those who are suffering through infertility. Lord, I have this empty feeling inside me, this hunger to hold my own child in my arms. I want to trust you in this journey. I want to understand the plan you have for me and my husband. But I am struggling with the truth that I may never be able to have a child. Open my heart, Lord, to accept your will. I know that you are the giver of all that is good. How long must I wait? How long must I suffer before you fill this emptiness in my life? Lord, give me the strength and help me to continue to trust in you. Now, there's so many emptiness is what we may be feeling. Maybe there's your wallet is empty. As I was saying that, I was thinking, Lord, how long must I wait? How long before you fill those coffers for all the work that we have been doing for you in your name? And just trusting in you, I will continue to trust in you, no matter how hard that can be. You know, as I turn the pages, here's prayers for at work. You know, prayers for me to find the joy in the job, J-O-B. And she talks about Jesus first, others second, and the basics third. That's kind of interesting. I've heard of joy, Jesus, others, yourself. But I love this, to focus on the faults. Here, let me read this for her words, Julie Cragon's own words here in Talking to God, Prayers for Catholic Women's Servant book. She writes, let's face it, we all want joy in every part of our lives. So when it comes to our workplace, let's make it part of the J-O-B. The job. First and most importantly, welcome Jesus. Second, to find joy in others. Focus not on the faults of your coworkers, but on the gifts and contribution each person brings to the common task. And finally, try to find joy in the everyday basics of your job. That's the B, basics. We do not need all the bells and whistles of a fancy workplace. Often simplicity is best. Jesus, others, basics, job. Heavenly Father, is the prayer she starts. Help me to put your son first in my life so that he may bring joy to my job. Teach me to put others before myself, to love those I work with, and to find joy in the tasks before me each day. Bring me joy in the basics of life and the basics of my job, and help me to pass on that joy. The joy of the gospel, if you've not read it yet, from Pope Francis, he really is just on the pulse of what I feel the Lord is trying to do in our world. And he really does drive home that idea, that theme, that we need to be joyful witnesses, that nobody wants to follow a sourpuss. Can you imagine? Here we are talking about how wonderful Christ is and asking them to join in and into what he has to offer, especially through the Catholic faith, but yet we're crabby sourpusses. Who wants that? You know, you can't, no salesperson has ever made a sale being crabby. Like, we want to show the true joy of following Christ and what it does in our lives. It's not like we're always happy. We have days where things are just miserable. People die. We are sick. Tragedy happens. Our wallets get empty, but there still needs to be at the core of that, that hope that we have in Christ. And that hope is what brings us joy that no circumstance can squash. You bring me true joy, Lord, Julie finishes this prayer. Others you put into my life can also bring joy. Basic, simple joy. Help me to welcome advice. That's a good prayer. I'm getting better. I am really getting much better at accepting advice and listening to others. But there's always that moment where your pride or your conviction of discernment, let's put it that way, your conviction of discernment can get in your way of taking advice. So I'll definitely be praying that one. Prayer for my family while traveling for work. Prayer for me while traveling work. Prayer for finding balance and discernment. Oh, here's one that the Lord just wanted to throw in at my attention. It's actually, there's two. Lord, I messed up. And when I'm feeling self-centered, Lord, free me from my self-centeredness. Fill me with the reality of life with you. Teach me to imitate your ways that I may serve naturally. Help me to focus less on myself and more on the needs and cares of others. Wow. There was a little bit more to that, but I just truncated it for you. Prayers for our children, prayers for loss and grief. Prayer for one who died by suicide. Definitely need to offer that one up. There's a beautiful story going around the internet. You can go to alatea.org for the story completely about a young woman who lost her struggle with mental health and bipolar disorder and died by suicide just this week. And for her father and her family, father's a deacon, just to know that this is something that we need to really pay more attention to. I loved how he said in it, like, if somebody's diabetic, you don't call them you don't call them that they are diabetic. That what's the word I'm looking for? I only have, like, whenever there's like seconds left, Allison can't think anymore. Anyway, we don't identify people by the illness that they struggle with. Why do we do that with people who have a mental health? So we're going to pray for her family. Pray for all of those struggling with the loss of loved ones by suicide and those who are struggling now. Lord, we just put them in your care and ask for your protection. You have been listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.